Now turn to part 4. Part 4 consists of 2 tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about academic conferences they have attended. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for wanting to attend an academic conference. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt about the first presenter. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I was looking forward to the conference. I'm doing research into kidney function, and while I get on really well with the people in the clinic, and I'm getting some interesting data, there are some knotty areas where I'd really appreciate the chance to exchange ideas with another specialist. I also wanted to get a feel for how these things work before I give my own paper next year. I nearly left after the first presentation, though. That was by Mark Bradley, about developments in kidney transplants. And although the research he described was interesting, I knew the people who'd done it, and I was aware that he misreported some of the results, which was alarming.
Speaker 2.
The first speaker had everyone in stitches from the start, although personally I didn't see the funny side. He was talking about funding for the arts, and you'd expect some sort of argument, wouldn't you? Or at least a position. But all we got was a string of examples and anecdotes. Well told, but that's not the point. Anyway, things got better after that, and I'm glad I went. Having taught 12 weeks without a break and then the summer school, I was ready for some R&R. And when they published the conference details, the combination of the location and the travel grant clinched it for me. Shame my buddies couldn't make it, but never mind.
Speaker 3.
The opening presentation was something else. Repeating his key points could have been quite an effective way for the speaker to get his message across, but I began to feel that either he hadn't had a proper run-through or he didn't know his stuff, and as the umming and ahhing went on, we didn't know where to look. But I wasn't there for that. I had a problem to solve. Over the years, I've written lots of teaching material, and I'd like to see it in print and maybe get a holiday with the proceeds. But I didn't know who to go to, and then I realised there'd be book exhibition stands and representatives at the conference. Problem solved.
Speaker 4.
In academia, I know the only way to get ahead is to get published. Now, I'm not the most focused of people, and I always want to just follow a few more research leads. But a colleague advised me that if I had to write my material up so it was ready to give at a conference, that'd provide me with a clear objective. Well, I managed to do that, and it got accepted. And I really enjoyed the conference. The opening speaker charmed everyone with his light-hearted accounts of his early career as a librarian and the exaggerated claims made for new classification systems. He had a substantial amount of experience, but he didn't labour it.
Speaker 5.
Professionally, I was feeling a little down. Friends told me I needed a vacation, but I had plenty of drive. It was just that for my own sake, I needed to get up to speed with innovations in the field, and I decided attending a conference was a quick fix. Anyway, the opening presenter's methodology and his analytical approach, I could buy. Lots of detail, that all made sense. But his findings didn't all quite hack it for me, and some of the claims he made in his conclusion were a bit dubious as a result. But at least it was original stuff, I suppose, which is more than can be said for some of the papers I heard.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
I was looking forward to the conference. I'm doing research into kidney function, and while I get on really well with the people in the clinic, and I'm getting some interesting data, there are some knotty areas where I'd really appreciate the chance to exchange ideas with another specialist. I also wanted to get a feel for how these things work before I give my own paper next year. I nearly left after the first presentation, though. That was by Mark Bradley, about developments in kidney transplants. And although the research he described was interesting, I knew the people who'd done it, and I was aware that he misreported some of the results, which was alarming.
Speaker 2.
The first speaker had everyone in stitches from the start, although personally I didn't see the funny side. He was talking about funding for the arts, and you'd expect some sort of argument, wouldn't you? Or at least a position. But all we got was a string of examples and anecdotes. Well told, but that's not the point. Anyway, things got better after that, and I'm glad I went. Having taught 12 weeks without a break and then the summer school, I was ready for some R&R. And when they published the conference details, the combination of the location and the travel grant clinched it for me. Shame my buddies couldn't make it, but never mind.
Speaker 3.
The opening presentation was something else. Repeating his key points could have been quite an effective way for the speaker to get his message across, but I began to feel that either he hadn't had a proper run-through or he didn't know his stuff, and as the umming and ahhing went on, we didn't know where to look. But I wasn't there for that. I had a problem to solve. Over the years, I've written lots of teaching material, and I'd like to see it in print and maybe get a holiday with the proceeds. But I didn't know who to go to, and then I realised there'd be book exhibition stands and representatives at the conference. Problem solved.
Speaker 4.
In academia, I know the only way to get ahead is to get published. Now, I'm not the most focused of people, and I always want to just follow a few more research leads. But a colleague advised me that if I had to write my material up so it was ready to give at a conference, that'd provide me with a clear objective. Well, I managed to do that, and it got accepted. And I really enjoyed the conference. The opening speaker charmed everyone with his light-hearted accounts of his early career as a librarian and the exaggerated claims made for new classification systems. He had a substantial amount of experience, but he didn't labour it.
Speaker 5.
Professionally, I was feeling a little down. Friends told me I needed a vacation, but I had plenty of drive. It was just that for my own sake, I needed to get up to speed with innovations in the field, and I decided attending a conference was a quick fix. Anyway, the opening presenter's methodology and his analytical approach, I could buy. Lots of detail, that all made sense. But his findings didn't all quite hack it for me. And some of the claims he made in his conclusion were a bit dubious as a result. But at least it was original stuff, I suppose, which is more than can be said for some of the papers I heard.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.